Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Friday, March the 4th. It's National Grammar Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart. I was talking to them the other day, and they told me that my grammar was good. I think they meant well. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
It is a fantastic Friday. Currently minus 2, feeling just a little bit cooler than that, but we will work our way up to a high of plus 2 under a mix of sun and cloud. Up to 4 tomorrow, and Rohini, up to 14 on Sunday. Just get out that umbrella for the chance to wet the weather. And on National Grammar Day, today's random daily shout-out is to science. Grammar tells us I before E except after C, but science tells us otherwise.
Give everybody a second to catch up.
I got it. It's Friday. I'm quick on Friday. Now, Monday's a different story.
Well, where would we be without National Grammar Day? And where would we be without rhetorical questions? You know, none of us would be here without our grammar and grammar. Good grammar is so important. And there are many guidelines to follow. For example, double negatives are a big no-no. And you should always avoid cliches like the plague. They are so old hat. And remember that exaggeration is billions and billions times worse than understatement. We've got a great love affair with language. It is so beautiful. I'm close friends with 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. What I do know is that whoever put the letter B in the word subtle deserves a pat on the back or a punch in the head. And today, on National Grammar Day, metaphors be with you.
Oh, Lord.
Today, we are welcoming the Big V Drugstore as our newest sponsor. So welcome, Big V, who remind us that you can't spell grammar without Big V or Big G. One of the two. they're excited to be on board, and we're excited to have them with us now too. Join our all-star lineup of defunct retailers. And hey, let's listen to Tunes with Tamik. What's on the playlist today, Tamik?
Okay, Mark, I'm gonna give it to you right now, okay? Because I know you've been waiting.
Do it up.
Right. And though you don't believe that they do come true. Boy, didn't my dreams come true when I looked at you. And maybe too, if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, over love, over me. Overjoyed by Stevie Wonder, one of the most beautiful, glorious songs ever. I mean, and full of grammar, because he writes the heck. At the song, right? Like, he writes, I mean, we know how it starts. Over time, I've been building my castle of love just for two, though you never knew you were my reason. Right? Just, like, one of my favorite songs of all time, Overjoyed by Stevie Wonder. There's nothing left to say. Music, like I said, has a way of just bringing out of what you need to be brought out of. And I challenge everyone, all 4.5 people that are listening. It is a tough life, it is a tough world, but we have thousands of songs that we can use to kind of help our mental health, make us feel hopeful, make us believe that things can be better. And if no song will do it, let me tell you, Overjoyed by Stevie Wonder, it'll do it. So that is
Stand
my
by to me.
There you go. Look at Mark, he's so happy.
Absolutely. That's why it's another reason for a fantastic Friday.
There you go. So, again, one of my all-time favorite songs, but what a song. What a talent. I need to see him in concert again. We'll see if he ever tours again, but if you've never seen him in concert, he's incredible. He's incredible. So anyway, that's my pick for today, everybody.
All right, let's get some joy into today. So we've added that to the Tunes with Tamik playlist. So check out the playlist for some true joy. Then hit the Stevie Wonder playlist for even more joy. And then Sunday's going to be 14, as Vice Principal Botnick said. Who knows what can happen from here? Nothing but good stuff. So we would normally be diving into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Sears Canada. But Venturo's meeting with CRTC has gone an extra day. But today, Sears Canada was wondering about, they were making signs for their department, and they wondered whether butt cheeks was one word or if they should spread them apart. that might lead right into Friday's joke of the week.
Well, I'm telling you, my scriptwriter has been trying to work this grammar thing for quite a few weeks. He's been throwing this out for pretty much every single day. I haven't really understood how it fits with some of the days we've been celebrating. However, I will point out grammar. It's really critical when you got something like a colon. When you use a colon in a sentence, it really can transform the sentence. You know, I mean, think about it. I know you're a real scholar. You know, James eats his own lunch after class every day. Compare that to James eats his own colon after lunch.
Definitely is different.
The meaning is really punctuation, so important.
And
body parts, so important too. All right, we're going to flush right on out of this week, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening this week. Remember, if you like our show, subscribe and tell your friends. You can now find us on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. And if you don't like our show, hey, tell your friends anyway and let them make up their own minds. Have a great Friday and a great weekend, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.